Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren. A few minutes late. Better late than never.
But we've got you, yes. All right, so we've got a bit of a different take on plastics being bad to be avoided at all costs.
Yeah, so we've all been conscientized by the straw issue, shun the straw and all that, but it's a much bigger issue, and the knee-jerk all plastic is bad, let's demonize it, is really a little misguided, because plastic remains an excellent form of packaging. It's cheap, it's strong, it's light. It's single-use plastic that's not okay. Just use it once and discard it and not care whether it gets recycled, it lands up on the beach or what happens to it. So PET, polyethylene terephthalate, that's the best I can do, denoted by the recycling number one. It's the prince of plastics. It can be beautifully recycled into many things, fillings for duvets and pillows, industrial piping, many forms of plastic packaging such as fruit trays, and even brand new bottles for water or whatever, right? It has absolutely no business landing up on a landfill site, on a beach, in the ocean, littering any public space, right? But here's the thing. It can only be recycled if brand owners don't do recycling unfriendly things to that PET in the name of branding, marketing, as they often do, right? So it's when they do that to create a cool-looking bottle, and they put that imperative over the environmental impact, that's unacceptable. And those are the sort of things I feel strongly as we as consumers need to understand and then get them to change their behavior. If we say we're not going to buy that because by making your bottle brown, you're reducing its recycling value and the waste pickers are not going to want to pick it up, right, because they're not going to get enough money for it. So that's the thing. There's a very big difference between being recyclable and actually being recycled in South Africa now. It's quite a nuanced issue. Anyway, so there's this plastic recycling NGO called PETCO, which for the past 15 years has actually incentivized the recyclers, that pays them money, paid for, which comes from their members, the people that are putting the plastics out there, right, the brand owners. And they get to pay the recyclers, and that's why we've got one of the highest recycling rates in the world. 63% of all PET bottles put out into the marketplace get recycled, which is great. Wow. It also means, though, if my maths is correct, is that, 37% is not being recycled. 37%. More than a quarter is, I can always rely on you for the numbers, though. And so we've got to get that number up, all right? And how do we do it? We need to make sure that the people who are putting the plastic out are not messing with its value by putting color and printing and all that. So I asked a key recycler, what should we be looking for? If we're going to be buying PET, what should we be looking for in its design and its color and whatever, that we know it's going to be recycled with a very high chance of it. So, right, clear or pale blue PET with a label applied with water-soluble glue that will come off when it's being recycled. That produces the best quality, clean PET. It's the most versatile and it's highly in demand. So think the Valpro bottles, Darren, or the Coke bottles.
Yes.
Clear or light blue, even fine with a label that comes off. Because during the recycling process in this big vat, if you can think about it, of water, the PET sinks to the bottom of the tank and the non-PET labels come off, float to the top with the labels, and they get recycled into things like plastic wood furniture. And it leaves this nice clean PET at the bottom. So the big no-no, according to Chandra Wadwani, he's the joint MD of a huge recycling company called Extrapet, are dark or neon-colored bottles, printing directly onto the bottle, and shrink-wrap labels, which look cool but are really death to recycling, okay? Because the recyclers know they're not going to get anything or very little for those, so they don't pick them up. That's as simple as they are, and that's why you see them as litter on the pot. Okay, so here are some pet hates, pet peeves. PETBs. What examples of the no-nos? The Mountain Dew cool drink bottle, PepsiCo. It's neon green. It has you'll see it a lot of places. That's why there is the waste pickers don't want it. It's worth nothing. So it stays as litter. Nola mayonnaise, RCL food. It's that jar. The plastic jar is fine, but they put that shrink label on it, and then the recyclers don't want it because it's hell to get off and very expensive, right? So you also think Lucozade bottles have that bright shrink wrap on label as well. those triangular little Knorr salad dressing bottles, Boss sports drinks, all those things with those tight shrink sleeves. Absolute no-no, must not be on PET. And also avoid bottled water brands are terrible at this. They put the ink, instead of putting onto a label, they put the ink directly onto that plastic bottle. And that the ink can't be separated from the PET. It makes a sludgy colored PET and nobody wants it. So in 2019, they should be wise to that. They shouldn't be doing it, but some of them are. Yeah. So that's why we consumers need to tell them to please stop it or we're not going to buy their product. So that's basically
fantastic.
It. If you're going to buy plastic, buy the good stuff. That'll be recycled.
Well, there you go, consumers. You have been informed. You know which ones to stay away from, which corporates to put pressure on so that they change their habits. And it's all on the blog, on the website, ecr.co.za. If you want to get a hold of Wendy, best place is her Facebook. It's at Wendy Nola Consumer on Facebook. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Derek.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.